Welcome, everyone, to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. You're listening to Mike and Amy in the ASK Intergalactic Studios. We bring you this show each and every week as faithfully as we possibly can.
Yes.
And last few weeks, well, I guess we had a show last week, and then prior to that, we had some best of, I guess. And it must have been, I don't know whose job it was to select the best of, but that's got to be very difficult because there's so many to choose from. We've been doing this show since 1932, so there's like...
Which is amazing.
Yeah, which is amazing, really, because internet radio didn't really exist in 1932.
We're way ahead of the curve.
But we did the show anyway. Mm-hmm. Not you and I.
No.
Because we're too young.
There were people,
you know, here in our roles, you know, because it's just an ever... It's like a snake, you cut off the head and it grows a new one or something like that.
I don't know how that works. Wow. I don't know where you grew up, but that is fascinating.
Yeah, that doesn't really happen, does it?
No.
Okay, yeah, I guess that doesn't happen. Never mind that.
Never mind.
My analogy.
Starfish.
Yeah, starfish, do they do that?
Yeah, I think you can cut those up and each one will grow its own little starfish.
Grow its own tail. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
Yeah.
We talk about technology, what it means for you and your business. And an interesting story I read recently, Amy, was about how a cybersecurity researcher, tripped across some pretty important information that was wide open on the internet, and it was stored at NYU.
Right.
And the cybersecurity researcher, and I'm looking for his name as we speak here. I don't know if you have that handy, but they didn't give his full name.
It was just Adam.
He went by Adam.
Just Adam.
He was doing research on looking for open places on the internet, which is what he does because he's a cybersecurity guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not for bad purposes, but just to see what's out there.
Right.
And he found a server that was connected to a backup drive. But instead of having photos and spreadsheets and things like that on the drive itself, it held confidential information on an advanced code-breaking machine that had never been disclosed to the public.
Right.
It had dozens and dozens of documents with hundreds of pages detailing a project that was being administered by NYU, the Department of Defense, and IBM together.
Yeah.
And it was there, wide open for anyone in the world to trip across it like he did.
Isn't that amazing?
That's just fascinating.
You found the story, I thought, and I read through it. It's a long story, but oh my gosh, it was so interesting.
Yeah, it was. The name of this was called Windsor Blue. There was a previous joint effort by NYU and IBM and NSA, the federal government.
Well, Windsor Blue was the previous. Windsor Green is the new one.
Okay. I get my colors mixed up.
Yeah.
But basically, their password cracking systems.
Right.
So they're working together. You got higher education, you got high tech and IBM, you got the government working together to come up with very sophisticated code cracking, encryption cracking, algorithm-based devices and software. And this is very important in the world of ransomware and encryption that we live in today.
Sure.
But everything was in there. I mean, all the papers were in there, the documents, the emails.
Right, and you didn't even need a username or password, nothing. It wasn't even attempted to be locked down. You just clicked on it and there it was. And remember the descriptions? I mean, things like distribution limited to U.S. government agencies
only.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
Requests for this document must be referred to and approved by the DOD. IBM confidential.
Yeah, they may have sort of written on there, very important, do not read this file.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you do not read this file. It's
exactly.
Very important.
And so
it's
then
highly
everybody's
classified.
Gonna
Right, and Adam, this researcher, did make this known to NYU.
Right, so that it could be fixed.
Mm-hmm. So he didn't make it publicly available. He didn't,
Right, because he's not a bad guy.
Right. He also took the effort of calling David Chudnovsky, who is a world-renowned mathematician at NYU, and asking...
Right, he and his brother, Gregory.
Yeah.
Both there, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, and... he wanted to talk to him about how could this have happened. I mean, how did you guys get to the point where this very important data was left wide open for anybody to find? he never got a call back, but it was easy reaching him because all of Dr. Chudnovsky's emails were on this hard drive
right.
as well.
So, the whole backup copy of it.
Yeah, including emails to the U.S. military, members of Congress, just crazy stuff.
Oops.
Yeah.
Now, the bigger... other than the interesting nature of this, and if you've got the time, it's this was reported by The Intercept, so you can go to theintercept.com. It was a May 11th story in 2017, so you can go take a look, and it really has some very interesting details in it. But I think the greater thing is, okay, what are you doing with your business?
Yeah, that's the big question.
What do you not know is out there for the world to see?
Right. And, you know, it's funny when we do cybersecurity and, assessments for businesses, we always find open ports and open devices that are wide open. No password, no ID. Or, you know, the password is 1234 or password.
Yeah. It's a default something, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really important to look for that stuff because you don't want to be on the receiving end, especially if somebody that finds it is not like this researcher and they want to use it for nefarious purposes. So.
Right, I mean, this was something being developed for you know, the Department of Defense, and you know, this was this is international spy stuff, right?
You would think that they'd be a little more careful.
So let's say instead of, you know, this Adam finding it and saying, hey, you guys might want to lock this bad boy down, what if it had been China or North Korea or Russia who had found this?
I think as the president has said, it's pronounced China.
I'm sorry.
So
well, what if it was them?
Yeah, it could have been them.
Mm-hmm.
Or a fat guy sitting on his couch.
Right.
That's the other thing.
Right.
So we're coming back after this. So don't go anywhere. If you're sitting on your couch, stay there and continue to listen to Bottom Line IT. We'll be right back.